When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's go to the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig, where Annalise Dressel joins me. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
Well, isn't everybody just in great form with the fine weather?
Fantastic. Really is. And actually, we appreciate it all the more now because it had been so miserable.
Yeah. And just so, get out and try and get some, this is, are you free vitamin D?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the tan, I think, as well, takes years off everybody. It's great.
Yeah, but don't forget the sunscreen.
Not too much. Yeah, exactly. But a bit of a tan, I do think they're starting to reverse the idea of complete sunblock all the time. You know, that it is important that we get, especially in Ireland, because you know, we don't get this done all year round. So I think 15 minutes, I think they recommend on bare arms every day is what you need.
Yeah, okay. Yes. All right, let's get straight into questions. Listener's been on. Would you have any solution for a blocked ear? Now, this is a problem that's been going on for the last 3 years. The listener has gone to an ear, nose and throat expert and was diagnosed with some kind of a tube dysfunction. But it's the blocked ear is just really annoying and is wondering, would you have any suggestions to help with a blocked ear?
Well, I suppose hugely it depends on what the tube dysfunction is. So, I mean, if the tube is very small and easily blocked, that's what the problem is. Is it blocked with mucus or is it the tube going up into the ear, more the eustachian tube? So
it's
blocked with wax?
It's the eustachian tube dysfunction.
So it probably blocks up with wax. So I think really you need to be preventative there more than anything else. So the best thing, like ear candles are wonderful if your ear is very blocked with wax because they help heat up and loosen up and draw out, kind of vacuum out almost the the earwax. So it's great if you haven't been able to keep your ears clear to give yourself a good treatment. It beats even going to the doctor, I think, for a syringing. So ear candles are fab for that. You can get natural eardrops. The other thing people do as well is that they would put olive oil, warm olive oil, into the ear, and the oil can help soften up the earwax if it's quite stuck. And then the last thing I could say is I know hydrogen peroxide, which is a kind of a form of bleach, that can help, you know, dissolve the earwax and get it out. So you'll get that in a pharmacy, but just be careful doing it. You need to really have someone help you apply that, because you have to pour it into the ear and let it sit there for a while, and you get a strange fizzing sensation. But it can work for very deep set wax. And then if there's mucus kind of blocking up your ear, if you find that that's the problem, there's a herb called plantago, P-L-A-N-T-A-G-O, and that can be very good for kind of mucus around the sinus, but mostly kind of in the ears and the ear canal, so you can try that.
Are you a fan of ear syringing that some doctors do, but I don't know if all doctors do it?
So, I don't know, once a doctor told me, Patricia, you shouldn't put anything into your ear bigger than your elbow, so I'm not sure. But look, sometimes you just have to, really, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I mean, like, I think if you're used to using the earbuds, it can help keep your ears clear if you use them regularly. But you have to be very gentle and not go in. So I would regularly use the ear candles myself, because they are completely non-damaging. You can't hurt your ear at all. And they really, really do give it a deep clean, almost like a deep clean is what it is.
Yeah, and you'd feel for somebody having a blocked ear is very, you know, it's more annoying than anything.
Yeah, because it's like hearing people underwater. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. Okay. Eileen in Aherla, could Annalise advise anything for rough skin on the soles of her feet? She's tried everything. Now, I don't know whether this is, I found at the weekend when I was putting on sandals, I realised, oh my God, it's the rough skin. I think it's at the end of the week, after winter, is it, of having the boots and
well,
the shoes on?
I do think as well, though, Patricia, that it very much depends on the way that you walk. So, like, a lot of people would walk maybe inwards and they'd have a lot more hard skin on the inside of their feet, or outwards. And some people, I think, develop more than others. A lot of people might develop it more over the summer, actually, because they spend more time in flip-flops, possibly.
Okay.
So, I think probably the best thing to do, really, is to go and get a good pedicure. Go to a chiropodist who will actually take the hard skin off your feet. And then you can keep them very nice and soft with creams, you know, with skin creams. And the best one isn't a natural one, actually. It's something called urea cream. And it's really, really good for very, very dry skin. And I don't think we can get a very high-strength one here in Ireland, but you will get it in Boots. And it's urea, U-R-E-A, cream. But if you go overseas for your hauls, you could pick it up much higher percentage overseas. So definitely bring that back. And it is fantastic for keeping your heels nice and moisturized. But the other one that's quite good as well is, I think it's actually just called cracked skin cream. Now, this lady probably has used it, so I think she'll need to go to a chiropodist for her head start and then maintain with a good cream.
Yeah, because the cracked heels during the summer is always a problem with the sandals, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
Yeah, you need to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some people will just have to go to the chiropodist more regularly, because they're more inclined, because of the way they walk, to develop hard skin on their feet.
Hi, Annalise. What would you recommend as a supplement to try to help kick-start weight loss, start of a weight loss journey?
So there is a couple of different things that you can try. Actually, I read a study recently about apple cider vinegar. They did a test, and people who took apple cider vinegar, a teaspoon before every meal, actually lost more weight than people on a similar diet over a period of 9 months, I think it was.
But the taste of it?
It's fair. Look, if you've any type of heartburn or ulcer, please do not take apple cider vinegar, because it is acid, so it will burn. So, you know, some people mix it with different things, Patricia. You could mix it with a little bit of raw honey, or you could put it into a glass of water. It is also very good to kickstart your stomach acid, you know, to in readiness for preparation for digestion. So it can really help in terms of supporting your digestion as well. And if it's the raw one with the mother, you'll also get all the lactobacillus bacteria in there that are great for the gut. So it is actually good for a lot of those things. But that could be one you could try. And you can also get it in tablets and gummies if you literally cannot take the actual vinegar itself. And then there's different types of weight loss supplements. You'll find some that will help swell up in your stomach and make you feel fuller for longer. So you could try things like glucomannan and konjac fibres. They'll swell up and make you feel less hungry. And then you've got ones Like a lot of ones you'll find have things like seaweed and iodine in there, and they can help in terms of supporting your thyroid and making sure your thyroid gland has everything for a faster metabolism. And then you've got things like conjugated linoleic acid, Garcinia cambogia would be another one, raspberry ketones. All of these can help your body burn fat as a fuel, but it won't burn it if you're sitting on the couch watching EastEnders. You'll have to get up and do, even just a gentle walk would do it. So exercise is really key, even if you're using those. Another tip would be to make sure you have plenty protein in your diet if you're dieting, because that will help you feel fuller for longer. So you can buy a flavourless protein, whey protein or plant-based protein powder, and you could throw a spoon of it, a big spoon of it, onto your breakfast cereal in the morning, and that really will fill you up and keep you from snacking. I think stay away from the snacking unless you really feel starving. So those things would help. And then I think one of the last things I could talk about is berberine, which they're now starting to call nature's Ozempic. And it works in a way to help your body respond better to insulin. So if your body's managing your carbohydrates well and if it's getting the glucose into the cells and burning it for energy where it should be, it's not as likely that it'll be stored as fat, and it's more likely you'll feel energetic, and then it doesn't kick off the hunger hormones again. So I think that could be another nice one to try, but always check in the health shop with your medications to make sure berberine is suitable for you.
Okay, John in Clonakilty, any recommendations? He's suffering from a sinus infection, really bad, blocked up nose, but he said his eyes are sore from it and they're actually watering.
God love him, yes. Yeah. So all the sinus membranes there would actually be, will be swollen and inflamed, and that's why they're all sore. So I definitely would recommend, if it's an infection, I would definitely recommend the Dr. Claire Mucotone. There's lots of stuff in there for even the sinus membrane, like Icelandic moss, which is really soothing for the mucous membranes when they're inflamed. So if you can get your hands on the Dr. Claire Mucotone, I know if you can't get it in your local health shop, we can send it, or you can buy it on her website. So that would be a definite. Also, I think, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but icing is very good always to bring down swelling. So a lot of the time you think when you hurt yourself or you're sore, heat is heat. But in actual fact, icing if there's swelling, and it sounds like there's swelling there. So if you could bear putting a bit of ice on your forehead, that could help. The other herbs that are very good for kind of sinuses would be things like ivy and thyme are very good if you can get that. Make sure you're taking your vitamin D as well. And you could do a steam inhalation with some eucalyptus oil and some oregano oil. So bowl of hot water, towel over the head, and get it right up into the sinuses. And then the last thing actually would be that if you go onto YouTube, you will probably find some tutorials on how to help drain the sinuses. Like there's actions you can do that will help your lymph and your system to drain when there's a lot of pus or swelling there. So YouTube is a great place for all of those kind of exercises.
Okay. And then can you help Emer in Yall? She has a very sore arm. Now, what happened was she fell asleep on Saturday afternoon, in a sort of an awkward position. Emer is a small baby. Hubby decided to take the baby out for a walk. Emer was exhausted and she fell asleep. And when she woke up, she realised that she was lying on her arm in a very awkward position and got into a very deep sleep. And she's ended up on Monday, the arm is still sore. It almost feels like she strained it.
Yeah, she possibly has pulled something there, Patricia. So I think, rubbing on magnesium or taking magnesium is always very good for a pulled muscle. And arnica is very good for healing as well. I think the magnesium would be more suitable in this case. And there's one thing that one rub-on ointment that I absolutely love. It's called Pernaton. It comes in a hot and a cold version, but I love the hot version because it does give instant relief. It kind of seeps into the muscle. I think there's some chili extract in there, capsaicin, it's called, and it sinks right into the muscle and it heats it, and you do get momentary relief from that. So it'll probably disappear fairly quickly. So that I think the two of those would do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then finally, a 14-year-old, her daughter, suffering from constipation. She's always suffered with constipation, but it seems to be getting really bad as she hit her teens.
So when I hear someone has always suffered from constipation, if you have enough fibre in your diet, Patricia, from your vegetables and fruit and whole grains, if you're doing exercise and if you're well hydrated, you should not be constipated. You should be having a bowel movement every day. So if you're not, there's various different causes, but the most common one really is food intolerance. So I think that should be investigated, because that generally is the answer. And then you can add some different kinds of fibre into the diet. I know that psyllium fibre is very well tolerated. It's a nice, gentle, soluble fibre, so it softens the stool and makes it easier to pass. Probiotics can sometimes help for people as well. Getting the good bacteria in the gut, especially if constipation can be, gets worse after antibiotics. Sometimes taking a digestive enzyme will help, so you could try that as well. And the reason it's probably getting worse as she's getting older is not, maybe the diet hasn't changed, but I do find teens tend to be more in control of their own food, so they're eating a bit more rubbish. But also for a young girl, it's hormonal, so coming up to periods, it's quite common to be constipated. So maybe using magnesium as well, especially coming up to the period, because that would benefit with PMT, period pain, and help with the constipation as well. And then there is a good natural laxative called Colon Cleanse by Aloe Pura, and that can help in the evenings. You take it at night, and it's very gentle, so you don't, there's no urgency, so you don't have to worry, you know, about being near a bathroom when you take it. But if any of those things I've mentioned there, if you try them, they don't work, really do look into food intolerance, because it is the most common cause of constipation.
Okay. Have a lovely week. Enjoy the sunshine. That's and we'll great. Chat to you next Monday, Annalise. Thank you for that. Annalise Dressel of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig. All of the information provided, Annalise will put up on her website this afternoon, which is healthhubstore.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.